With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump thanked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for his endorsement at a campaign event in Las Vegas Friday.
I want to thank Bobby. That was very nice. That was really very nice. That's big. He's a great guy, respected by everybody.
Trump also spent time reclaiming his vow to generally lower taxes.
We will have no tax on Social Security benefits. That's a big deal. I don't know. I'm trying to figure for restaurant workers, it's and all workers, tip workers, it's no tax on tips, but the Social Security, no tax.
The Culinary Workers Union, a political powerhouse in Nevada, representing 60,000 service industry employees at hotels and casinos, has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson slammed the Biden administration after a stunning inspector general's report found nearly 300,000 illegal immigrant children have gone missing in the U.S. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Johnson told reporters in a press call Tuesday evening, quote, "This administration's failure to secure our border is facilitating what is the equivalent of a modern-day slavery operation." The speaker continued, quote, "The southern border is a national security disaster and a humanitarian catastrophe, and Kamala Harris cannot be trusted to fix it." According to the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as of May of 2024, failed to locate more than 291,000 unaccompanied children that had been released to domestic sponsors. The 14-page report reveals that another 32,000 were found and given notices to appear for immigration removal proceedings, but never showed up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Suffolk County DA's office says it will pursue homicide charges against a woman charged in a wrong-way crash that killed her 9-year-old son. Prosecutors say her license had been suspended 56 times. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates issue a warning about Ukraine.
Lawmakers in the embattled country have passed a measure that will ban any faith group deemed by the government to be connected to the Russian Orthodox Church. The law is aimed primarily at the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which has historical ties to Moscow and is suspected of supporting Russia's invasion. But critics say the new legislation will restrict religious freedom generally and will likely make it harder for Ukraine to join the EU. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's Tourism Marketing Agency has removed the LGBTQ travel section from its website. Visit Florida is a public-private partnership between the state of Florida and the state's tourism industry. The state contributes about $50 million each year to the quasi-public agency from two tourism and economic development funds. Ron DeSantis has been seeking to roll back the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. At first glance, it looks like an unassuming farm, but there's a whole lot more.
Welcome to the National Animal Disease Center, located in Ames, a government research facility in Iowa where 43 scientists work with pigs, cows, and other animals, pushing to solve the bird flu outbreak currently spreading through U.S. animals and develop ways to stop it. Particularly important is the testing of a cow vaccine designed to stop the continued spread of the virus, thereby hopefully reducing the risk that it will someday become a widespread disease in people. John Scott reporting.
A study suggests an experimental pill could help relieve menopause-related hot flashes. It's made by German-based pharmaceutical company Bayer. The research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows the medication is an effective alternative to hormone replacement therapy. It's estimated that 75% of women suffer from hot flashes. More details at SRNNews.com.